seems there are less and less things you can trust today. The label doesn't always tell you what you need to know. But Paul says there's one thing you can know for certain. You're the worst sinner that ever lived. And while this is bad news to the flesh that always wants to tell itself how good it is, it's the first step in the good news of knowing that God loves you anyway, and that he sent his only son to be the sacrifice to fix the entire thing. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We'll be looking at that 1 Timothy passage a bit more closely here at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But for a moment, just a piece out of that Psalm 118 that we listened to earlier. Not the most famous psalm there is, but kind of it should be. We've talked about it before. This is this powerful triumph song. It's a song about victory in battle led by God for the sake of the nation state of Israel that then returns to the temple or the tabernacle, returns to the Ark of the Covenant, all the way acknowledging that there is no victory which he himself has not done, and that this is bound up in the person of his Christ, of his King. Now, whether this was David or somebody later, the scholars can debate that. I tend to think it was David. But it is a series of words that are very valuable, not for talking about how you're going to cut off people from your life or murder people. That's not the idea. But for talking about how to acknowledge your sin. So that when it says that all the nations surrounded me, in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. This is martial. This is battle talk about the lies of the evil one, about the demonic horde that deceives and leads astray by plausible arguments the entire world around us. The world is assaulting us with words that would lead us away from who Jesus is and what he's done. In the name of Jesus, I cut them off. I refuse to listen. I go to his words instead. I let them be my bulwark and defense. It is better to take refuge in him than to trust in what man has arrogantly claimed he knows. Even when they surrounded me on every side. Even when it seems too much to bear, even when the emotions weigh heavy, even when death draws near. In the name of the Lord, Jesus, I cut them off. Even when they were like bees brimming out of a nest that had been hit, chasing in every direction, stinging and attacking and refusing to let you be. Even in that dark night of the soul, when the lies seem so real, when it feels like there's just no way out of what you are being compelled to believe about yourself and about this world, in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. What does that mean? It means I was pushed hard and I was falling, but the Lord helped me, because the Lord, in Jesus of Nazareth, on the mountain of Calvary, crucified, bleeding, dying, and dead, is your strength and your song. He is your salvation. So that now in your distress, whatever it might be, and you're bound to have some, you are free to call on the Lord, knowing he has already answered you. He has already declared that not a hair on your head can evidently or actually be harmed. That though you might see all manner of destruction and pain and trial, none of it is ultimately real. It's a passing phase, a short tribulation, a little season. But for the comfort set before you, which the cross of Jesus has purchased, these are but paltry things, even though they feel as real. I get it. They feel real. They feel heavy. They feel hard. But they are, in fact and in truth, paltry things. Little things that will pass and die even as you do. But see, you dying will not die. You will live. Though they burn your house to the ground with you inside it, in their rage and hate and spite, you're just going to rise on that last day and laugh and say, "The Lord is my strength and my song. Jesus Christ has become my salvation. Chief of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me." Sharper iron, right around the corner. Let's rock.